Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM.
Happy anniversary, Bill.
Happy anniversary. 2014, we have a couple of anniversaries. One, it's our 35th year of ministry. Mormonism Research Ministry was started in 1979, and oh my goodness, have we seen a huge change in how we do ministry work since we began way back in 1979. That seems so long ago.
A lot of people listening to the show probably weren't born in 1979 or then.
Now you're making me really feel old. But this is also July. July is also the third anniversary of having Viewpoint on Mormonism, our radio show.
Yeah, we're entering our fourth year of being on the airwaves. We're now in four different states. We started in Salt Lake City 3 years ago, and what's amazing about that is we have done over 700 radio shows that have been turned into podcasts, all available on our website.
And it's encouraging, especially when we have people write us and say that they listen on a regular basis, or we've had people actually come up to us, as we were mentioning yesterday, had the pleasure of meeting a gentleman who saw us and introduced himself and told us that he listens to the show regularly and that we actually had an influence in his life in bringing him out of Mormonism into a saving relationship with Jesus. So we're seeing a lot of good things happening through this broadcast. We're seeing a lot of good things that are happening through the website and such, and speaking engagement. And we're just blessed to see God using MRM in such a positive way.
I remember when we started to talk about doing this show, we originally did a Viewpoint on Mormonism call-in show every other Saturday in San Diego before the Mormon Temple opened up there in San Diego in 1993. And we had talked about the possibility of not doing a call-in show because those just take up so much time, but maybe doing a shorter version. We came up with a 14-minute format. It's a snippet of perhaps a big topic, but then we have the option of continuing the next day. And so sometimes we've gone as far as 44 shows on a particular topic to be able to get it all in. But what makes it fun is a person listening on the radio can turn on the radio and listen to that and expect something new the next day, something to look forward to. And if they want to hear the whole week, they can go right onto our website on the podcast. It says On Air on the right-hand side, and it takes you right there to a catalog of all of our radio shows, but the current shows of that week.
And as you can imagine, we get a lot of complaints from people about what we do, but one of the best complaints you could ever give us, and we hear this complaint a lot, and we don't mind hearing it, is that our show is too short. I don't mind hearing that. It's better than it's too long.
Who was it that said, leave them wanting more?
Yes.
And so if you do too long, then they turn you off. We get right into the topics, and it focuses us. Because if we had an hour-long show, we might get into talking about extracurricular things and tangents. But here we know we have a little clock that tells us this is how much time you have. We got to get right to business.
And we have had a lot of people say that they appreciate that we can get so much information out in such a short period of time. But what we wanted to let you know about, because after a while, after you do this for several years, a lot of these shows start really accumulating, and it makes it difficult for some people to even know what to look for in a past broadcast or what we've even done in a past broadcast. So what you did, Eric, is you went through probably about 90% of the shows that we aired, and you have put them in a topical format that's easier to look up a topic, and it'll take you to the shows that we have done on that given issue.
I understand that it's hard to go onto the podcast site and then trying to figure out a particular show. You can always hit Control F and type in whatever topic word you want to put in, and like you want to put in plural marriage or polygamy, it will take you to some of the shows we've done on that topic. But it wasn't very easy to use. So I decided, in honor of our third year of being on the air, of putting together a catalog, and I call it Viewpoint on Mormonism Catalog. It's on our main site. If you go to the very top of that page, you can see it there, or just go on to mrm.org/viewpoint, and V-I-E-W-P-O-I-N-T, and it will take you to a listing. What I did, it was a laborious task, but it was a lot of fun because it was trying to figure out where I should put the different shows. And so everything from introductory material to testimonies of former Mormons, I've compiled them and put them together on any topic that you'd like. You can go through there. And if you want to search on this page as well, just hit the Control F and we'll allow you to see what we've done. We haven't done every issue perhaps, but we've done, I'm going to say, the vast majority of the issues. We still have some topics we want to cover in more detail in future broadcasts, but in 3 years, I think we've covered a pretty good spectrum.
Yeah, you can see the various lists. For instance, I'm looking at the page right now where it starts off with introductory material, like who we are, what do we do, things like that. Are Mormons Christians just like us? Now, some of these questions we've answered more than one time in a given broadcast because this topic does come up a lot and it needs to be readdressed. And many times when we do a particular one, we'll do it a little bit differently, and so there could be more information in one that's not contained in another.
A favorite show of many people is Fridays when we do the Fan Mail Friday. We do that occasionally. We don't do it every Friday, but I put all those together because I thought people would enjoy listening to those again. Those are letters that we get. We call them fan mail because they're not always...
Yeah, we should explain fan mail is in quotation marks because these people probably wouldn't really consider themselves to be a fan of what we do. And they, as you said, they often will express some of their disagreements and their consternation that they have with us. And what we basically do is we take their complaint and we break it down. We respond to the complaint, but we also want to bring out what we consider to be logical fallacies that are in that complaint. And many times we find that many people who disagree with what we're doing, they disagree in illogical ways. I mean, some of the things that they have a problem with us, if they were to turn that and tweak it a little bit differently, I'm sure they would probably be guilty of that quote-unquote fault, and they just haven't thought through it. Many times people write us, and it's easy to spot the ones that are more well thought out as opposed to the ones that are more emotional. And so we try to break that down, look at some of the logical fallacies, and address some of the concerns that some of our listeners and our readers have.
We oftentimes will run series, oftentimes five, because that's a whole week. So we do Monday through Friday. We try to put it all into a week, but sometimes we run a little longer. And our book review section, if you go to our website, mrm.org/viewpoint, and you go to the book and movie reviews, we have two books that we put a lot of time and energy in. And I'm going to suggest you look at these because these are some of my favorite shows. The Miracle of Forgiveness with Spencer W. Kimball. We did that running from January 9th to April 6th, 2012. So over a period of 3 months, we played these shows. And a lot of people got a lot out of that by having a copy of The Miracle of Forgiveness with them to be able to see what Spencer W. Kimball had said, because that's a powerful book.
And the reason why we chose that book mainly is because that book has been suggested reading in general conference to members of the LDS Church. Those who are members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints have been told in general conference to read The Miracle of Forgiveness. It's one of the few books that has been suggested reading from the pulpit of general conference for the membership. So that carries some weight. At least it should for most Latter-day Saints. And so we bring that up in the introduction. I think we talk about that. And as you've mentioned, we spent considerable time in that book, and also another book that holds a record on Viewpoint is when we reviewed Mormon Enigma, Emma Hale Smith by Newell and Avery, two female Mormon writers who did, I think, an excellent expose of history in the early years of Mormonism, particularly how it affected Emma Smith, the wife of Joseph Smith. And of course, you can't separate Emma from the behavior of her husband. It's one of those books that I would say that you're probably going to throw across the room while you're reading it every once in a while.
But if you're a Latter-day Saint, you should be willing to read a book like this that was written by faithful Latter-day Saints. 43 parts. I realize it's a lot of hours to listen to it, but you can put this on your iPod. You can put it on any listening device or put it on your computer and play it at any time you want. And so you can, and with the commercial and everything else, we're talking about 12 minutes times 43. In that amount of time, you could hear the whole thing. We've had people who have told us they've heard all of the shows.
Sat down and listened to all of them. We've had more than one person. And these are, in most cases, these are Mormons that have been struggling with their Mormonism and just want to know a little bit more, or they have just come out of Mormonism.
We've done a number of critiques on LDS teachings, oftentimes from General Conference and other places, and so I have a section called Critiques. One of my favorite was when we researched Tom Scott, the former pastor turned Mormon. We did 10 shows on that, explaining how we did that research, because that's the middle name of our ministry. We do a lot of research, and how we were able to find out that the story he was telling in a book called It's True, it was not true. And so that was another favorite show in the past 3 years, a set of shows that I enjoyed.
But we have a lot of shows that we have done when it comes to evangelism, on how to talk to Latter-day Saints, things to bring up, things not to bring up, what to do when you have missionaries come to your home. A lot of helpful information as well. And don't let these be lost. That's unfortunate about radio shows. They tend to air and then they tend to be lost. It's like when I talked to Sharon about our blog site, Mormon Coffee. Sometimes those will run for like 2 or 3 days and then people tend to forget that they're there. Well, don't do that with these. You can always go back to these and listen to them time and time again if you choose.
Another long series we did was back in 2013, August 7th through September 27th. It's under Hans Mattsson, the Swedish Fireside Rescue, and two shows that we did just on Hans himself, and then we did 27 shows on that rescue. If you've heard us refer to that, sometimes we refer to the Swedish Rescue. You might want to go back and hear those shows, because this happened in 2010 but wasn't released. The tapes were not released privately until 2013. We took that, we listened to the whole thing, and then we did a lot of broadcasts on that.
And we do cover a lot of historical issues on this show. We dealt with the Hans Mill massacre, Adamondiamond, which is located in Missouri, Pioneer Day, things like that.
Listen, if you get any kind of benefit out of these shows or anything we do on our website or anything else we do, we depend on your support, your financial support. If this is something that you have benefited from, would you consider maybe sending a gift into MRM? You can do it on the right-hand side, the donate button. Just click on there. You can do it through PayPal. We also have ways you can send it in with a check, other places as well. But we can't be doing this ministry without your help. So would you consider doing that?
And we do thank you for your prayers and support. And we hope that this new listing that Eric has put together at mrm.org/viewpoint will be a help to you in finding out what we've actually talked about in past broadcasts of Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has worked hard to equip people to understand the differences between Mormonism and the Christian faith. At MRM.org, we have dozens of articles and video resources that will educate you in a variety of ways. Or perhaps your church needs to schedule Mormonism Research Ministry to come for a live weekend presentation. Remember, we're here to equip the body of Christ. Let us know what we can do for you. Contact us through our website. Again, that's MRM.org.